Highland. The use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion on in committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial, significant, non-financial interest which they have on an item of business before the committee today. If you have any such interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of that discussion and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once discussion on the item has ended. Proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except that the Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work in a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have headphones. Flashing green is next in queue, and then solid green. Please do not pass your microphone button again when it has lit up red. You will lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, and it's been agreed by all that members in the chamber are brought in to speak on any issue before any members who are on remote. Therefore, if you're attending remotely, please use the chat to indicate that you wish to speak. It will bring members in once all the members in the chamber have spoken. Members are reminded you're personally responsible for any comments that you make during the meeting. Okay, any declarations of interest, please?
None, Chair.
Apologies.
Sorry, yes. Do we have any apologies there, please?
Yeah, Councillor Kearns.
Yeah.
Name's upside down.
It is. Okay. Moving on to item number three, the action sheet. We'll go through it for accuracy. Page number one, page number two, page number three, page number four. Are there any questions arising, members? Nope. Okay, could I get a proposer and a seconder, please?
So proposed, Chair.
Councillor Andrews and Councillor Hannett. Moving on to item number four, the Ballykinner Hut removal update, and I'll pass over to Amanda, please. Oh, sorry. Were you used to looking in there, were you? Okay. Amanda first then.
Do you turn
yours off?
All right. Let me turn off.
Okay.
Okay, members, this item is an update on the removal of the Ballykinner Hut. So the paper outlines that the hut has been in place following funding that was received from the Peace Corps programme and has been in place at the Down County Museum. There was an expression of interest completed over the past few months that members were updated on prior to Christmas, where we presented the expression of interest process and the criteria that would be applied. And members have been reminded of that in section 2.1 of the report. Section 2.2 outlines the assessment that we received at the closing date two expressions of interest. The first applicant expressed an interest in the digital assets associated with the hut only and not the structure, and applicant two expressed an interest in the hut and the contents. As outlined in the criteria, the assessment would allow preference to those applicants who expressed an interest in the removal of the structure and all contents of the hut. The next steps we have outlined in section 2.2, what we're proposing to do is to engage with the applicant who has expressed an interest in the hut and the contents, which would be considered eligible against the criteria that was set. So we would start to engage with that applicant around a work plan to support the removal of the hut and the contents and the relocation of that at another site. In terms of the applicant who expressed an interest in the contents only, we are proposing that we could engage with that applicant because their request is around digital content, and we could investigate if we would be able to copy the digital content and make that available for them if approved by members. And the digital content would be the audio that is in place in the HUT and digital copies of the interpretation panels that are also available in the HUT. So that following assessment is our proposed way forward. And just to highlight as well, there may be some capital works that may be required following the removal of the HUT. And that will be known once the works have been completed, and if any works are required, we can update members on that at a later stage.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to bring you back in and how you were listed, which was Councillor Hanlon, Councillor Andrews and Councillor Hannah, please.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Look, I'd be happy to propose the recommendations. I think it's a sensible approach to the two requests that have come in, because obviously, you know, one's going to get the digital content that they need, and the other one is the expression of interest for the HUT and the contents. We had always stated that it was important to have a sensible approach to the request in order that any interested parties could avail of it, but also that it remained within the district is paramount as well. So happy to propose.
Thank you. Councillor Andrews, please.
Thank you very much, Chair. And I must say I'm absolutely delighted to hear, after all the lobbying and along with the support of others, that we have reached an historic milestone in relation to the preservation of such an important part of local history at Ballykilner, and its connection with former Taoiseach Sean Lamass and others in later years would have played a major part in this Eyrstadt. But again, it's to be welcomed. We've come a long way from what was originally envisaged for the HUT, and I am fully supportive of recommendation two. And I would like to thank all involved to deliver the end result. And I'm glad that it's staying in the district and that's going to be preserved for future generations to enjoy. So I'm happy to second the recommendation for all this to proceed, but thank you.
Thank you. And Councillor Hannah?
Can I endorse everything that Terry has said? It's great to keep all this information, keep the HUT in particular in the locality of South Down anyway. And with the digital information going to hopefully the right place, I have no issue with this whatsoever, and I'm delighted to see that it will be restored and located in a place that it will be appreciated. So I'm happy to endorse all that's been said, Chair.
Thank you. And Councillor Papaisi, please.
Yeah, just to say thank you to the Council for how they've dealt with repurposing the HUT. It's great that such a vital part of our history will be sustained by a besetting group. Also want to just commend Mike King for all his work on this project over the years as well. And just a question, can the interpretation panels be reprinted by the new HUT owners at a later date, or would the other applicant have exclusive rights to that content?
So we're looking now at the digital files, and we would be intending that we could make the digital files available to the applicant who's looking at the digital copies, and then they could print them themselves. We would hold copyright, and we can enable the reprinting of those.
And Councillor Truesdale, please.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, we fully endorse this as well. It's great that it's staying, and well done to the Council for getting this through. It's been quite a long process. I just wanted to ask a question. Will there be a clause or something within whatever goes to the applicant that the contents will stay with the HUT for the lifetime of the HUT? You know, they'll never be separated from the HUT. Thank you.
Sorry, if that's the wishes of members, we can include that within the conditions of the letter of offer for the removal of the HUT.
Yeah, please, yeah.
Mr. Holland?
What was the proposal, that it stayed together with the HUT? So what is
sorry,
the
we need to get the microphone on. Sorry, Glenn, sorry. Can you turn yourself?
Okay.
Apologies. Yeah. Just to clarify, the proposal is that the contents have to stay with the actual hut.
Yeah, just to check, does Councillor Truesdale have any concerns that the stuff wouldn't stay in with the hut? Because the understanding is that's why the group would have applied for the hut and the contents, because they're wanting to try to egg it all as one.
No, I was just asking it as a general question. It wasn't a proposal. I was just asking, can they never be separated for the lifetime of the hut, just in case somebody wanted to have certain contents from it? Can they both stay together?
Councillor, in response to your question, you're asking us a question that probably is best asked to the successful applicant around what is their intentions, because I wouldn't want to second guess or respond on behalf of the successful applicant, but that's a question that we could pose to them.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry, Councillor Hammond. Councillor Andrews?
No one here to this. Chair, I thought that all along that the reason why we're supporting option two, because in the paper it clearly states that the hut and contents were going as one entity. That's what I got from option two. So I'm supporting anything that preserves the hut and the contents. I thought that was outlined in the paper that we have decided on, that the hut and the contents go together and stay together.
Councillor Hammett.
Chair, if you go down this road there with Councillor Truesdale's going on, then the digital content as well, then you're going to put conditions in it as well, how it can be used. I think this is what Councillor Truesdale has come up with is a bit silly. So it is. One, the hut and the articles inside of there, should they go together, should they do something because of that there? And if you're going to start doing Councillor Truesdale says there, how do you manage then the digital content that's going to the source it's going to? So I think it's a sort of silly, to be quite honest with you. It can be managed by the officers whenever it's been sorted out at the tail end. The other question I want to ask too is, Amanda, when do you envisage all this taking place? The actual transfers of everything.
If members is happy with the recommendations following the approval process, we'll engage with the applicants. And as outlined in the report, we have to get a work plan from the successful applicant who will take both contents and hut, and we'll need to be putting in place the necessary paperwork to ensure the transition of both hut and contents over to them. So once we have council approvals to proceed, we'll start implementing those next steps.
Would there be some sort of a charge on the hut or something like that, that nothing can be disposed of and all that? Same as with a large capital grant or anything, nothing like that? Nope. Okay.
Okay, so I think that as it stands, we have our proposal as was seconded for the hut. So is everybody? Moving on to item number five, destination management system, and that's Amanda again, please.
Members, so a paper destination management system for the tourism and culture events. This is predominantly relating to the tourism website that holds all of our tourism information and that of our culture and arts as well. So we have the delivery partner for that website has been Tourism NI. They have recently went out and re-procured their delivery partner, and what we're asking to do is approval to continue as a partner with Tourism NI for the provision of the destination management system for the provision of Council's tourism website, which includes both, as I said, the tourism information, the arts and the museum services as well. And in order to proceed with that, we would be extending the date of agreement that we have with Tourism NI to provide that service.
Okay. Thank you. Could I get a proposer and a seconder, please?
So proposed, Chair.
Councillor Andrews. And Councillor Hanna. Thank you. Is everybody happy and in agreement with that? Yes? Okay. Moving on, item number six. Could I get item 67 are deemed to be examined under paragraph 3, part 1 of the Schedule 6 of Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council, holding that information to the public may be by resolution excluded during these items of business. Can I get a proposer and seconder to go into closed session, please? Councillor Hanna.
Seconder to go into closed
session. Seconder to go into closed session.
Councillor Hart.
Councillor Hart. Thank you very much. Okay. Whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 6, financial assistance call. 1, on the proposal of Councillor Hanna, seconded by Councillor Lewis, it was agreed to accept the officer's recommendation. It was also agreed that the call for the 80th commemoration of VJ Day to be reopened to utilise the underspend due to the short turnaround time for this call only. Item number 7, food service level agreement. On the proposal of Councillor Hanna, seconded by Councillor Rhiannon, was agreed to establish a service delivery agreement with the organisation named within the officer's report for the delivery of food curator element of both Wake the Giant and Eats and Beats 2025 festivals. Okay, and moving on, members, item number 8 is for noting, unless there's any comments on it. Yeah. Councillor Holland?
Yeah, it's just a comment. I only got reading this paper today, but it said there was an attachment in regards to Conor Patterson's presentation. Was that for elected members to have a look at, or is that just the minutes of the meeting?
It was part of the minutes of the meeting. The report you have there is just the minutes of the meeting from the Local Economic Partnership for members to note. But the appendix would have been presented as part of the meeting to reps.
Okay.
Of the LEP.
So you can't access that presentation then?
If members are requesting it, I can share it with committee members as well.
I think it would be helpful just to have a look at it to see what the proposals are.
Everyone's in agreement.
Okay. Is everyone happy? In agreement? Okay, members, thank you. I wish you all a safe trip home. Thank you. Sorry, folks. Just
Glenn,
the double written out the door yet. So, Councillor Hammond opposed it, and Councillor Glenn Hanna second.
All right.
For noting. Okay, thank you very much.